Here now with Cherryvale High School football head coach Harry Hester. Coach Hester, how are you doing this afternoon?
Awesome, man. It's a great, beautiful day in Cherryvale, so we're doing well.
Absolutely. So let's talk about last week. I'm sure it felt good to get back into the win column after some tough games against Fredonia and Belle Plaine. A 29 to nothing victory, over Douglas. So kind of talk about that game. What went well for you guys, and how important is that to pick up some momentum into the last couple weeks of the season?
Oh, I mean, it was huge. You know, when you lose one by a touchdown in the fourth quarter. You know, the week before, after not playing your best the week before that, you know, you need to get a win, and our kids did. I thought we started out well, and then we had a muff punt, but we had a huge interception by Ian Escato, and he returned it and flipped the field, and we were able to score off of that, you know, go up 14-0, and kind of, that was a huge deal. I thought our defense played way better than it had the previous week. Shutting down the run game and the passing game for Douglas. And so they were a scrappy bunch, but, you know, I think a couple weeks in a row here we've got, you know, we weren't missing anybody and able to get some people into the roles and feel more comfortable. And that's kind of been our MO this year. We've had some injuries and had to move people around and, you know, just getting consistent with, you know, with one group has been, you know, our biggest challenge this year. But I think we did that, and to get a shutout was huge. And those are not easy to come by in this day and age. And I thought our kids did an outstanding job of playing probably their most complete game of the year.
All right, perfect. Yeah, and certainly that win does help, especially because that is a district victory for you guys. So you now sit at 1-2 in the district. We are approaching the end of the year. Things certainly getting a whole lot more interesting at this stage of the year. This week, you are on the road once again. You're going to travel down to Neodesha to take on a Blue Streaks team. You know, that might be struggling just a little bit. They are 1-5 on the year, 1-2 in the district, 0-4 in the Tri-Valley League. But, of course, there's no such thing as a free game, especially here in Southeast Kansas. So what are you seeing from the Blue Streaks that you're thinking about as a coach throughout the course of this week and especially on Friday night?
Oh, first and foremost, you know, it's a huge rivalry. I mean, and I didn't really understand it until I got here, 20 years ago. But, you know, Shea and Cherryvale, you know, is a huge rivalry. Both mm-hmm. towns, you know, both towns feel that way, and so that makes it important. So, you know, they're kind of like us. They've been hit with the injury bug a little bit and missed a couple people. We played them all summer in 7-on-7. I mean, our kids know their kids well. They played through youth football against each other. So, you know, I think, you know, Coach is doing a nice job. They're doing some things differently than they have in the past with Coach Black leaving. So, you know, offensively they're more spread and throw it around than they've been. And defensively, you know, they get after the ball. I mean, I watched them play Eureka, who's pretty decent, pretty good football team, and they did a great job trying defending them. So their kids are playing hard, you know, and that's what I kind of look at as an opposing coach, is how hard your kids are playing well into the fourth quarter. So, you know, they too, you know, have had problems just staying healthy and you know, so it's kind of the same boat. But I, you know, you throw out the records when we play them and they play us. There's been some great battles over the last 4, 5, 6 years, you know, with us and them. And 1 year we played twice, and you know, with the first round of the playoffs we had to play each other. So it'll be a great game. It'll be a great atmosphere over at Neodesha on Friday night, and I think the weather's going to be a little bit warmer than it was last Friday.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. But they throw the ball well. Their quarterback, I think this is his second year starting, and they got a pretty good receiver. They moved him to tailback last week, I think, because they had an injury. And so, you know, I expect them that we'll get their best shot, and I know we'll give them ours. So it's going to be it's a fun game to be a part of the rivalry, and it'll be a good high school football game for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to be there personally. It is the game of the week for us, and so I'll get the opportunity to experience this rivalry firsthand. But thanks for speaking with me, Coach. Of course, look forward to seeing how you guys do this Friday night, and I'll speak to you next week.
All right, Connor, I appreciate it. Thank you for everything you do.